Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. All right, I was checking to make sure I got the right microphone on, and I guess I did. I was getting ready
to
stop.
I hear you.
I know, but I was like, man, I haven't checked them. I haven't checked it yet, and I got it on there. I don't know why it's on there. I haven't changed it. Usually I don't. Usually I have to change it, but I didn't. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Astros Baseball, folks. I'm here to tell you, Raleigh, I want to start the podcast off with an apology. The Astros were cruising in Game 3 today. I was out of town taking a little road trip, trying to have some fun, and I told Wally, I can't wait to talk about the sweep tonight, so blame me.
Well, you know, it's how it goes. I mean, a lot of people are getting all upset about losing the game, and I probably said as many loud bad words as anybody would. Presley and Hader spit the bit. But let's step back and take a look at it. We've talked all along, the Astros need to win series. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They won the series. You know, let's go to San Francisco. Let's win that series. You know, you had Seattle and the Rangers both lost 2 out of 3. The Astros won 2 out of 3. There's your game a week that we talk about every podcast. It's you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs. And folks, there's another team on the other side that's actually trying to win too. You know, so it's terrible. Presley's been horrible in the eighth inning, but it is what it is, and you move on to the next game.
So the thing about series like this, right? You're saying people cry and they're upset that we lost today and could have got the sweep. But if the Astros would have won game one and then lost 9-7 Saturday and then won today 6-1, we'd all be like super happy.
Yeah.
The games just aren't in the same order. It's fine. Yeah. We won the series.
The only thing that's a little disturbing about today's game is you thought we had April out of our system.
Yeah.
And now you got April back in your system again. It's a game they should have had. I mean, there's no question. It's you're up 7-4 in the seventh inning. You just step on their throats and win the game.
Well, that's why I said we're going to talk about a sweep.
We'll talk a little more about it as we go over each game. But there's a couple of comments about today's game, and it's nitpicking, but that's what we as fans get to do is nitpick.
All right, so before we do start, Wally, Kyle Tucker on the 10-day disabled list, and it's retroed back to when he stopped playing, and they brought Loperfido back up on Saturday. I don't think he's played yet.
No, he hadn't.
So I was thinking about going to Sugarland, and I was like, I'm going to try to get me a Loperfido autograph, and I'm like, well, he's not there anymore.
There was some talk that the matchup today was not good for Loperfido. It's, you know, I don't know what it is about Espada. We're starting to get a book on Espada, and he doesn't really like to use his bench the way Dusty did. You know, one of the things that some people say good, some people say bad about Dusty, but it's a fact. You know, Dusty used his bench. If you're on the bench and you're one of those four guys out there, you're going to play two or three games a week. We saw with Gray Kessinger, they finally sent him down, but Gray Kessinger had 11 at-bats when he went down. I mean, they're essentially playing a man short. If you have Lo Profeta up, let's bring him up and get him to play so you're not at least playing a man short.
Yeah. All right. So what have you heard about Kyle Tucker? Just in pain and he'll be back. Everything will be fine.
They said he's on one crutch and he was on two the other day.
Wow.
He's targeting for Friday. On another another happier note, Bregman, who got hit by a pitch today, had an X-ray or whatever, and they said it was negative, and he says he's fine. They pulled him out of the game today, and he's just getting hot. And the last thing you want Bregman to do is have to start heating up again after he's got his average of 235.
Yeah. Somebody said, I saw a tweet or whatever. I'm still going to call it Twitter. I saw a tweet and it said, man, Dubon is trash at third base. Why would they say that?
He kicked a couple today.
Mm.
I was surprised. He's, you know, he's one of these guys, Rob, that you just put him anywhere. You could put him behind the plate and he'd do okay. but he gets moved to third base. First ball's a rocket to him, and he kicked it.
Hmm.
You know, it's just how it goes sometimes.
All right, let's talk about this series. Game one, Framber Valdez. What a game. Top of the first, Yiner had an RBI single, brought in Yordan. Bottom of the second, Pilar had a home run and tied it up. And there was no scoring until the Astros went off in the seventh inning. Yordan cleared the bases with a double, 4-1. Yiner had a two-run homer, his seventh home run of the year. Just a few games ago, he had one home run. We're up 6-1. And then my boy, Jose Abreu, a solo home run, his second home run of the year. The Astros win 7-1.
Yeah, Abreu actually had a halfway decent series. He had a really good game today. We'll talk about it later. But what he started to do, he's taken off-speed pitches, some inside pitches, and actually pulled them with a little bit of pop. It was the first time we've seen him all year when he's actually looked like kind of a major league hitter. Shocker.
So we have all this offense, and Framber gets some run support with the great outing. Complete game, 9 innings, 4 hits, only 1 run. One walk and 8 strikeouts pretty much wrapped up the Ramshirts player, the pitcher of the series right away, right?
Well, you know, you're supposed to let everybody wait and give them a reason to listen to the end of the podcast. I guess there's the hitter of the series.
Well, no,
he was good. Like, yeah. Remember how Dusty would talk about it? How is Framber? And I says, he's good. He's real good.
He's good.
And he was really good.
I'm not saying I picked him. I'm just saying that a 9-inning game without knowing what everybody else is doing, you're like, man, somebody's going to have to throw a complete game shutout.
Yeah, he threw a four-hitter, 106 pitches, had a .56 whip, had one walk.
Yeah.
That's his seventh career complete game. And, talk to you about how much the game has changed over the years. You know, back in the 60s, early 70s, you know, you'd get guys who would throw 20, 25 complete games a year.
Oh, yeah. So offensively, Yordan went 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Yiner went 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. And Jose Abreu, 1-for-4, and he had an RBI. Alex Bregman, 2-for-4. Altuve, Pena, Cabbage all had one hit. The Astros, 7 runs on 11 hits, 3-for-5 runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. You got to love the pitching, and you got to love the offense in game one. It's a great way to start a series.
Yeah, when Alvarez's double was the hit that broke it open, and he hit it to center field, and you could kind of see the the center fielder watching the ball tail away, and it looked like he thought he had it, and the ball just kept on tailing and tailing and tailing and tailing, and that was it. When it was 4-1, you kind of felt like the game was over, and they had an add-on run or two, and then it was a classic Astros formula win.
Yeah, I loved it.
Knock the starter out, beat the daylights out of the bullpen, play good defense, get timely hits.
Yeah, it was 1-1 after two innings. That's the kind of games Wally likes, folks. All right, game two, Hunter Brown, who's been better lately. Jose Altuve had an RBI single in the third, and Jake drove one in the third. The Astros lead 2-0, and then Yordan back at it again. Top of the fifth, a two-run homer, his 13th of the year, brought in Bregman, and once again cruising 4-0. Great start for the Astros.
Yeah, and Alvarez was three for four with two doubles and a home run. He knocked that home run into next week. Just a good all-around performance. The only guy that did not have a hit that night was Abreu.
4 for 4.
Altuve had two. Alvarez had three. Smattering of everybody else had a hit.
Yeah. The Angels had a solo homer, make it 4-1, and then Yiner. And Dubon both at RBI singles, make it 6-1. It was the final. Great game by Hunter. Six innings, only two hits and no runs, four walks and seven strikeouts. He doesn't go nine, but he definitely makes a case. He makes it. I don't know. It's pretty hard to not pick someone that has a complete game shutout. But yeah, this is a great, great job by Hunter Brown.
Yeah, it was. He threw his fastball all night. He really didn't throw his breaking ball very much, but he threw his fastball. He spotted his fastball. He was in the strike zone enough to where batters would swing out of the zone because they have to anticipate it being in the zone. Yeah. Hunter was really, really good. And this is the kind of Hunter that we thought we were going to get at the first of the season.
Yep.
You know, he had that blow up in Kansas City, but it's been better and better and better. And people talk about the Astros pitching depth. Yeah, they can't afford to get another guy hurt, but the five guys that they have right now that are pitching, you know, JV might be fourth or fifth as far as the performance lately.
Yeah, so Hunter Brown's now 2-5. He's got his ERA all the way down to 5.58. Montero gave up a run in his two-thirds of an inning. Abreu came in and walked a couple of guys. And Presley, two hits and two strikeouts. Scott gave up one hit. Yordan, like you said, 3 for 4, two RBIs. Altuve went 2 for 5 with an RBI. Pena, Diaz, Jake, and Dubon all had RBIs. Chaz and Bregman had a hit. The only guy who didn't have a hit was my boy, Jose Abreu. He went 0 for 4. Astros, 6 runs on 11 hits, 5 for 12, runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. After the first two games of the series, 22 hits and 13 runs.
That'll win you some games. Didn't win the game today, but that's, you know, give me 6 and 7 runs a game, and I'll throw it out there and let the pitchers do what they can do.
Yeah, and they outscored them 13-2. You got to love it. And they were up 7-4 today. And we're going to get to that right now. Who started today? I didn't even write that down.
JV.
JV started today. All right, bottom of the second. The Angels had a sac fly. We were down 1-0. Top of the third, the Astros offense started some action there. Altuve RBI single, Bregman RBI single, and JP3 RBI single. We're up 3-1.
Yeah, and you think the game's going your way. This is a weird game today. It was like every time the Astros would think they've got some distance to give the Angels credit, that they scrapped and came back. This was the first time they had scored more than 4 runs in some ungodly sort of time. It was like 20 games or so. I know that's not right, but it's been a long
probably
time.
Probably since the last time they played us.
It was the last time they played us. I don't know how many games that was, but it was very, very close to getting it being a major league record.
Wow. Yeah, you're right, buddy. Bottom of the fourth, the Angels scored 2 runs to tie it up 3-3. Then they take the lead in the fifth, 4-3. And the Astros have a big sixth inning, Abreu RBI double, Chaz RBI double, and Altuve had a two-run homer. The Astros cruising 7-4, and that's when I sent the text to Wally that I can't wait to talk about this.
You didn't just send it to me. You sent it to Steffi, and you sent it to Ryan.
Well, I sent it to our chat group, but I...
Yeah. Abreu had just gotten his hit, and then Chaz got on, and then Altuve hits a 406-foot home run.
Yeah.
What was the nicest thing about Abreu that in the two hits he had today is he pulled both of them. He had a single to left. I think it was a single to left center field. He caught a kind of a hanging slider and really hit a nice rope down the left field line for a double. And you think we're cruising at that point. I kind of think the team thought they were cruising too.
Yeah. Well, we were up 3-1. Then they take the lead 4-3. We take the lead 7-4 in the sixth. And then the bottom half of the sixth, they get a run to make it 7-5. And then the eighth inning, they tie it 7-7. And we go into the ninth inning. Hader gave up a two-run bomb, and they win 9-7.
Yeah, Presley is there. I don't know if it's in Presley's head about coming into the eighth inning. He pitched that ninth inning the other night and was just nails. Mm-hmm. 10 pitches, 7 strikes. Today he was horrible. First batter comes up and he gets a double into left field. I think it was the first pitch. I could be wrong on that. But he was just horrible. And Hader gives up, a walk. But the guy was on first, and then whoever was hit that home run to left field, and Cabbage jumps over the fence and you think he's got it. And then his glove hits the top of the fence, and then the ball pops out. Pat, you could see it. Cabbage was just beside himself.
Man. Sorry, I missed that. JV, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, no walks and 3 strikeouts. Positive for JV. He didn't give up any home runs. 5 innings, 4 runs. The way the series is going, he gave up twice as many runs as they scored in the first two games, but we were still in it. We still should have won, but our big two in the back of the bullpen kind of blew it for us. Altuve 4-for-5, 3 RBIs. Jake 2-for-5. Abreu 2-for-4 with an RBI. Chaz 2-for-4. Dubon 1-for-3. Yiner, JP 3, 1-for-5. Yordan went 0-for-3, but he walked twice. Bregman had a hit. Astros 7 runs on 14 hits. So they scored 20 runs.
Yeah, they were pitching around Yordan today.
They didn't want to get beat by him, huh?
Yeah, not a bad plan.
5-for-12 runner scoring position, 8 left on base. So like we said earlier, folks, you might be upset that we blew this game. We couldn't have had a sweep, but you got to win series. Think about winning series. Series is the goal. Of course, you want to sweep everybody because then we'd be undefeated. But let me tell you this. I was going to talk about this in standing, so let's just wait. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I hope you're ready, Wally. It is Ramshirt's Player of the Series. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, folks, we are back with our Ramshirts Player of the Series. Don't forget, send in your email with the word dad in it. Win a shirt for your dad. That's what we're giving away this month. And I haven't yet opened it up to social media. I keep forgetting about it. I've been so busy. I had to work Saturday, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate working. Oh, here we go. Ramshirts Player of the Series. So, yeah, so that's why I went on a road trip, because I had to work. They made us work Saturday, so I only had one day off, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit around the house and watch TV on my only one day off. So went on the road trip, got back home. Well, we went to church, then we went to the road trip, and then I cut the grass. And then me and my wife sat in our rocking chairs and drank water and played on our phones like kids. It was great.
Was the water neat or on the rocks?
It was in a water bottle with rocks in it, yes. All right, so pitcher of the series, who do you got? I think we might match on all three of them.
Is there a question?
No, I got
Framber. Is Framber. You know, complete games are such an anomaly in today's game.
Oh, yeah.
And even if it weren't an anomaly, you get a guy that throws a four-hitter, gives up one run, one walk, eight strikeouts, throws 106 pitches. That's a great performance. And you pat him on the back, and for as much as we have dissed Framber about his last pitching performance against the Angels, you got to pat him on the back for what he did on Friday night. That was a masterful performance.
Yeah. Good Framber, bad Framber.
It wasn't just good Framber. It was very good Framber.
Very good. But the thing about Framber is when he's not playing, he's not pitching well, it's horrible. But when he's pitching well, he does stuff like this.
We call Framber, he's kind of like the girl with the curl. Remember the like Mother Goose girl with the curl? When he's good, he's very, very good. When he's bad, he's horrid.
Nope. All right, who you got for position player?
Yordan.
I have Yordan as well.
Yordan, 11 at-bats, 11 official at-bats, 5 hits, 4 runs, 5 RBIs, 1 home run, 3 walks, 3 doubles, 11 total bases, 455 average, 571 slug, and a 1.751 OPS. Throw that out there and challenge somebody else to beat it.
No. I mean, after game one and game two, I think Yainer Diaz was, you know, in the running because he was having a great series. But even with Yordan going 0-for-3 today, but he got on base twice. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's who I have too, buddy. So, the Coach Rose, I'll tell you this.
Who do you have for Coach Rose? You asked me already.
Okay, I wanted so bad, so bad to pick my boy Jose Abreu. But I have to go with Hunter Brown.
Not a bad pick. I thought Brown was going to throw pretty well because he's trending that same direction.
6 scoreless innings?
Yeah, he's trending that direction. I did have Abreu. Mainly on today's performance, and not just because he had 3 hits and 12 at-bats. It's that he finally was starting to pull the ball. It means he's seeing the ball. You know, he's getting some – the balls were sharply hit. It wasn't like we saw earlier in the season where, if you throw inside, you'd saw him off and he'd pop it up to the second baseman. It was legitimate major league at-bats, legitimate major league hits. And it's just going to be wonderful he can keep that up. I mean, I don't know. Do you have any fair and fouls for this one?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I have four.
Okay.
I was going to get five, but I saw the time and I was like, we need to get going. So that was good. If you would add Hunter, if I would have left it Jose Abreu, we would have matched. Yeah, I think we've only done that once.
Yeah, you know, I can see Hunter Brown being the Coach Rose Award too, but yeah. but I went with Abreu simply because the standards for him are so low.
Yep.
And his he looked like the guy today that we used to see with the White Sox.
Yeah. I think most of it was he pitched so well. He deserves something. I mean, they'll never know that they got these awards, but you know,
we may need to make up a t-shirt and like send Hunter Brown a Coach Rose t-shirt.
That would be cool. All right. I was going to try to find something, but I'm not going to. I'll just tell you off air my story. So now we are going to take a look at the standings. Seattle's 37-30. Texas 31-34. They're 5 games back. Houston 30-36, 6.5 games back. So I don't know if everything I did today jinxed us, but I was like, man, if Texas loses today and we win, they would be 30-35 and we will be 31-35.
Yeah.
I told my wife, we'll be in second place if we win and they lose.
And the importance of getting into second place, I've had seen some people talk about, well, it doesn't matter if you're in first or second place. It matters how many games you are behind the first place. And that I disagree with that, because when you're in second place and compared to third, you're only worried about what the person in front of you is doing.
Yep.
You know, let's just say you're 2 games behind the Rangers and they just get Africa hot.
Yeah.
And they run off 10 in a row. Well, you know, now they're ahead of you.
Yep.
The Astros have no, you know, they'll just leave the Astros and the Astros be four games behind the Rangers or whatever. Yeah. It's just better to have one team you're worried about. And you can just keep on winning and take care of yourself, control your own destiny.
Yeah. You know, Wally, I don't agree with you much, but I agree with you on that, buddy.
What do you mean you don't agree with me much?
I'm just kidding. I agree with you all the time. I was just trying to be funny. All right. So next up, the San Francisco Giants in the most beautiful stadium that I've ever been to. The pitching matchups, we've got Arrigetti throwing tomorrow against Harrison, who's 4-3 with a 4.18 ERA. The Giants, by the way, are 32-34. So we're both bad. I think, they just beat the Rangers, right? Two games to one.
They beat the Rangers 2 out of 3 in Texas.
Yeah, and they lost today.
Yeah, both the Mariners and the Rangers kind of handled business okay today.
There we go. So it's Arrigetti against Harrison, 4-3, 4.18. Arrigetti's got the guy with the worst ERA. Then we got Blancos, who's 5-2 on Tuesday, 5-2, 2.78. Against Hicks, who is 4-2 with a 2.82. This is going to be a good matchup. And then,
yeah. And do you know Jordan Hicks was the guy who was a reliever for years and years for the Cardinals? And he would throw a fastball over 100 miles an hour. And he always wanted to be a starter. The Cardinals pigeonholed him into being a reliever because he had the hard fastball. And now he's gone to the Giants and he's pitched well.
Yeah. 4-2, 2.82. That's great. And then game 3 on Wednesday is an afternoon game. Framber hot off his we need to look at Framber. Is he good and bad? Good and bad? Good and bad? Or has he put a streak of good or a streak of bad?
Who cares what he's been? He's got to be good, cuz he's going against Logan Webb, and Logan Webb's good pitcher.
Logan Webb 5-5, 2.92 ERA. So we are going against the Giants. We need to keep this winning going. We need to win series, keep winning series. And they got two pretty good pitchers going up against us. But we have Blanco and Frank.
All three of their pitchers are pretty good. Kyle Harrison's a good pitcher. Look at Logan Webb. He's 5-5. You know, he's getting a lot of decisions, which says he's probably going late into all the games.
Yeah.
Fromber, as you said, do you get good Fromber? Do you get bad Fromber? And one good thing about Valdez playing pitching in San Francisco, it's more of a pitcher's park than a hitter's park. So Fromber can just do his thing, and
yeah,
and hopefully he'll do well.
Unless you're on roids. get out the kayaks.
Yeah.
So this is it should be another winnable series for the Astros. So I like the pitching. I like the team we're playing. I like everything about it. All right, here we go. We got some fair or fouls for you folks. I saw this yesterday, and it could have been Friday. I don't remember because life's a blur. The older you get, the faster it goes, folks. I'm just telling you that.
Boy,
so there was a video of Trevor Bauer, and we talked about this a long time ago. Trevor Bauer picking up an Astros hat. I don't know how they know it was him. I guess he posted it. So fair or foul. Would you be okay if the Astros signed Trevor Bauer?
You know, I'm going to say fair with a lot of caveats. You've got the team has to come out and really say that they're for this.
Yeah.
I've been told by some people that would know that Bauer has done some, you know, pretty disgusting things. One of the things we've always had great, we've in Houston, we've always had really pretty good citizens. We've always had a real good clubhouse in the Astros. That sort of, you know, you don't want to be it too country clubbish and lose track of what it's like to winning games. I do think if they do sign him, it is an admission that Crane feels like the season's going off the rails.
It's a desperation pickup.
Yeah, I think so.
The thing about it too, though, buddy, is like he didn't get convicted of anything, even though he's probably a douchebag. But the worst thing about it, this is what I was thinking. The worst thing about it is if somebody gets him and he just tears it up. Like right now he's throwing it, what, New Mexico?
Yeah, and that's like double A, low triple A.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because he's doing that against those guys doesn't mean he's going to do it in Major League Baseball. So, but it's league minimum. You're going to proven starter at league minimum. It's if you totally believe that the guy didn't do anything, and a lot of people, I posted this on TikTok, and the guys are like, everybody hates us anyway. Sign him. Who cares?
Yeah,
everybody already hates us.
Yeah, Rob, I put the same thing on X. Is that, you know, is that everybody hates us? You know, why might as well give them a reason.
There you go. They already hate us.
But you know, there is something to be said about winning and how you win. And yeah, here we are talking about the Astros, and first thing people say, y'all don't care because you beat the trash can. Well, you know that you don't really want to get people started about the cheating scandals that are.
They never stopped, dude.
Oh, I know. The Yankees
stopped.
Were doing it in 96 in 16. And the only reason the Yankees didn't caught is that Manfred lives in New York and he's in the tank for the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, I could just make a video on TikTok saying the Astros won 7-1 and they're like, I guess
cheaters.
You're using the trash cans again. So I don't care. We're already the bad guys. It doesn't matter that we have Dubon, Alvarez, Tucker, all these new guys that are great dudes. It doesn't matter what we do. These people are never going to forget it. I mean, this is going to make it worse. Trevor Bauer will definitely make it worse. We had, I think, like the first bad thing the Astros did is when they signed that relief pitcher or they
Ozuna.
Made a trade for him, Roberto Ozuna.
Ozuna, yeah.
That,
did he hurt? He hurt his arm, and he just kind of went off the.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him
back,
in a long
but,
time.
I mean, he's gone the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, but I mean that turned out to be a good pick. It was a good trade. It's a great trade. And I think you know you look at somebody like that. Yeah, I don't want this guy. I don't want this guy. And then he puts that uniform on and does this job. Everybody's gonna be like, well, he's kind of a cool guy.
Hey.
And then you got the guys in the locker room saying, you know what? He's a good teammate. And, you know, he's pretty good and tries hard. He works hard. Because that's what they're going to have to do. The players are going to have to support him.
Which team in any sport has a team full of choir boys?
Nobody. The Yankees do, I guess. They,
of course they do, because they're the Yankees.
So you say fair with a little bit of caveat.
I say fair,
sign the guy.
I say real lukewarm fair.
But, so people might get mad at us.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. I'm just saying. I think the thing about the Astros is that they just lost the Javier and Urquidy. And now it seems
isn't that awful about Urquidy? I mean, here's a guy who's seen, you know, really good guy. One of the guys he went out of his way to learn English, which means, you know, which means something to somebody, doesn't mean something to other people. But you could see he really tried to learn the language, and he just seems like a great guy. And it's just such a shame.
All right, number two. This is a repeat fair foul. Because I want to talk about this. I want to do this fair foul after every episode. Fair foul, the Astros will make the playoffs.
They picked up a game. Fair. So I'm going to call it fair. I say it fair. We've said all along, you make up a game a week, and they made up a game this week. So, you know, they've got it. They've got a chance.
Yeah.
The longer you get into the season without a major run, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
The caveats you look at is Seattle's starting to hit a little bit better. They're still winning.
Yeah.
I'm less worried about the Rangers than I am Seattle. Although Josh Young is going to come back, and there's no coincidence last year that when the Rangers got hot, when Josh Young came back into the lineup at the end of the season.
Yep.
He's really good.
So last episode I was teetering, and I'm not teetering as much. I feel a lot better.
So do you think there'll be buyers at the deadline?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, if you think you're going to make the playoffs, let's just say they're within two or three games.
I think there'll be buyers if they're five games back.
Wonder what they've got to trade. You know, last year,
Chaz and
JV answered a big need. You know, you see, you know, Brian Clifford is really starting to hit in Double A. Gilbert, you know, I never was as big on Gilbert as a lot of people were.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I think it came down to. They said, you know, the Astros said, you want Gilbert or Melton? And the Astros said they want to keep Melton. And he's been hurt a little bit, but he's been playing fairly well down at Double A.
Well, all right. So I did go on the road trip today. What was your fair foul?
Okay, I've got one for you.
No, what'd you just ask me?
No, fair. So you think the Astros would be buyers at the deadline?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. I have two more. Since we went on the road trip, this is what I had for lunch. Fair foul, chicken fried steak.
Depends on where it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I mean, to ask that question,
if you go somewhere you've never been, will you order a chicken fried steak? It's always disappointing.
I'm a pretty good chicken fried steak. I make a pretty mean chicken fried steak at home anyway.
I'm usually disappointed, but the one today was half decent. But I mean,
yeah,
ordering them. They just look so delicious.
You know what I'll do, like at restaurants I don't know or new, not familiar with the restaurant, I'll ask the waiter, what do you like? Do you like this or do you like this? Yeah. Do you like chicken fried steak or do you like, you know, the fried chicken, call it that.
Yeah.
And I'll defer to their judgment.
Yeah. I've done that before what they told me to eat was no good. So it's like, I'd rather make my own mistake. I don't have the same taste as everybody else.
Frank's Americana in Houston has had a really good chicken fried steak. We hope they're going to reopen. They say they are, but it's taken them a while.
Okay, so let me reword that. Fair or foul, chicken fried steak. You would order a chicken fried steak at a restaurant you've never been to. It takes a lot of balls. Because it could be warm.
If the waiter said it was good, okay. I'd order it.
You need a little bit of help.
I'd want to ask because there's some really nasty chicken fried steak.
Yeah. So on the way to Johnson City, we went by Blanco. So I thought of Ronell.
Did you say hi to Ronell?
Yeah. And we saw a store on the side. It said gelato. I've never really had gelato. You know what I mean? I know it's sort of an ice cream. So we're like, well, on the way home, we're going to get some gelato after we eat lunch. And fair or foul.
Yeah, I like gelato.
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No. I don't.
What flavor did you have?
I had peach, Fredericksburg peach.
Oh, okay.
But it was brown. It was like caramel. Maybe it was the color. My wife had strawberry. It was halfway decent. The other girl had coffee, and it tasted like strong coffee. But you know what? I just like vanilla ice cream, and I should have just got that. That was my fault. So maybe it's good. I don't know, but I'm not a
chocolate
fan.
The chocolate bar over on Alabama Street has got really good ice cream. They got this thing. It's called an espresso chip. So it's like coffee ice cream with real fine chocolate chips in it. It's to die for.
I thought you didn't like cold coffee.
No, this is ice cream.
It's still cold coffee, buddy.
Oh, no. This ice cream and coffee are mutually exclusive.
All right, that's all I have. It is time for final thoughts, folks.
Yeah, a couple of things going on. Abreu has been showing some kinks. He's been overused. He's been used more than any pitcher in the league. Espada's done a good job of managing his team, and they need to get more out of their starters. Their starters right now are averaging a little over 5 innings a start. That puts a lot of pressure, 5.4 innings per start. That puts a lot of pressure on the bullpen to pick up basically 4 innings every night. Now, we realize a lot of it was at the start of the year, but JV, the last two starts has only gone 5 innings, and you wonder, is this what we're going to get from JV? I'm concerned that the bullpen is being overworked. We need more length out of the starters. And because you still got 100 games to go.
All right, here's my final thought. I'm going to read an email from one person that entered the contest to win a shirt for their dad. Sorry if I butcher your name, Kevin A. I won't even say your last name, Kevin A. Maybe he doesn't want his name said. He knows who he is. He said, I love the show. Would love a Rams shirt for my dad for sure. Kevin, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it.
That's nice.
It's very nice, Kevin. Thank you. You're in the lead right now. You're the only person that entered. June 9th.
We'll put the word out to everybody else.
Last time they waited a little bit to enter, so I don't know. But that's it. That was my final thought. I feel a lot better about the Astros. If they can go take 2 out of 3 against the Giants, I'll feel even better. I don't know what's coming up after that, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm still confident in this team. I'm not going to give up on them. No matter what pitchers they lose, we still got the other two guys coming back. Maybe. I don't know. But
Here's one more just as far as a keep, something to look at.
Okay.
Really was encouraged by Abreu turning on balls today. Yeah, I think something to look at for the Giants series and upcoming is was that an aberration or is that an Abreu? Is Abreu's being able to turn on a fastball a predictor of the future? That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was working on in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing for Father's Day?
Not sure. Mary will do something. I've got a couple of pop-ups for my Tio Ernesto's Sazon Cubano that I'm doing both bearings locations. If anybody's in Houston wants to drop by and see what we do with the Cuban seasonings, please feel free. And we're at it. I think it's the Westheimer on Friday and the Bisnet on Saturday. I could have those backwards. I got to look at my cat.
This calendar. Weekend or Father's Day weekend?
And then Father's Day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Depends on.
Well, I might come to town. That's why I'm asking you, Wally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Let me know.
We might take in a Space Cowboys game on Saturday.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing as far as all the rest of that goes.
I'll let you know for sure if I'm going.
Yeah, let me know.
I got the hookups for tickets, so we don't got to worry about
cool.
that. And we can all sit together. Sounds all right, guys, wonderful. For Wally, I'm your host, Rob Fontenot, and we will see you next time on Astros.
Thanks,
Baseball.
Everybody, for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.